They were with former President George W. Bush on one of the most fateful mornings in U.S. history. Where are they today? You're going to find out in this Monday edition of CNN Student News. I'm Carl Lazus. Let's go. First up, the Mississippi River is going up, and experts think it could come close to a record. The National Weather Service predicts that the river's waters will crest, reach their highest point just after midnight on Tuesday. Officials predict a water level of 48 feet. That's just short of the record set back in 1937. Of course, the problem with the river being so high is that all that water has to go somewhere. Right now, it's flooding parts of several states in the Midwest and Southeast. You see them on this map: Missouri, Arkansas, Illinois, Indiana, Kentucky, and Tennessee. This is what things look like in parts of Tennessee over the weekend. Hundreds of people have been told to leave their homes, especially if they live in low-lying areas. One mayor said he's asking residents to be calm and helpful as his community prepares for what could be a large-scale disaster. The unemployment rate looks at the number of people who don't have a job but who are actively looking for one. That's why some economists say it can actually be a good thing when the unemployment rate goes up, like it did last month, from 8.8% to 9%. Their argument is if the rate goes up, it means unemployed people who weren't looking for a job feel more encouraged that they might find one, so they start looking. Other economists disagree. They point to the fact that the percentage of working Americans, the number of people who are already in the workforce, went down last month. That might indicate that the unemployment rate went up because people lost their jobs. A new ship has a new name, the USS Michael Murphy. It's a destroyer, a type of ship in the U.S. Navy, and it's named in honor of Lieutenant Michael Murphy, a Navy SEAL who received the Medal of Honor for his heroic actions during the war in Afghanistan. The ship was christened by Lieutenant Murphy's mother on Saturday. It would have been Michael Murphy's 35th birthday. He was killed in 2005 when his team was ambushed by Taliban fighters. Lieutenant Murphy sacrificed his own life to call for help for his teammates. During the ceremony on Saturday, his father said that the ship embodies the spirits of Michael and his teammates. The SEALs, the elite Navy Special Operations Group that Lieutenant Murphy was part of, carried out the raid that killed Osama bin Laden in Pakistan just over a week ago. Bin Laden, you remember, was the man behind the 9/11 terrorist attacks that led to the war in Afghanistan. His death brought back memories for some students in Sarasota, Florida. Martin Savage explains the connection.